Greetings, everyone, and praise be Jesus Christ. It's good to be with you once again here in this day. Last week, or 2 weeks ago, we began an open church. We had 137 people over the five masses. Last week, week two, we doubled that number. And this week, our third week, I hope that it's tripled. Certainly, no doubt, it's good to be here in church, to receive the Eucharist into our bodies, and we are grateful to be here this day. The scriptures this weekend echo a very familiar and a common word that we find throughout scripture. The word is fear not, or more specifically, fear no one. It's said that that command is found over 365 times in scripture, and one for each day. And it's found a lot because there is much in our human experience that involves fear. It's a very common reality, from the Garden of Eden to the pews of Kennett Square. Up and down history, both inside of us and outside. The reality of fear is a big one. And God is always speaking to that reality. And he says, be not afraid. As human beings, we do all sorts of things when we are afraid. We hide and defend. We get anxious or depressed. We lose sleep or get high blood pressure. Sometimes fear can cause us, or is part of the reason why we lie, or cheat, or steal. We know that fear can create anger in the heart. And anger is the breeding ground for hate, and you don't need me to tell you what hate can do. We see it everywhere these days. Is it any wonder, then, that Jesus Christ over and over again tells us, commands us to fear not? What's interesting is he not only tells us that, he not only commands it, but he counsels us and he provides the remedy for fear. And the remedy for all fear in our life is truth. Truth accepted and received in love. We have a great example of that in the first reading today. We find ourselves in Jeremiah chapter 20. And I don't know whether Jeremiah is psychotic or neurotic, but he's hearing things. Whispers of many all around him denounce him. Even his own friends have set a trap. There's terror on every side. In other words, Jeremiah has reason to fear. And what's interesting is what he does. Hearing these whispers and knowing the traps around him, Jeremiah claims the truth. He reads, "The Lord is with me like a mighty champion." And hearing that word, reminding himself of that word, he begins to listen to the word. He accepts it. The Lord is with me, like a mighty champion. And in accepting and receiving that word of God, he begins to respond. He says, "To you, Lord, I entrust my cause. To you, I sing my praise." You see, Jeremiah remembers that God is with him. And in accepting that truth, in receiving that truth, Jeremiah is with God. With confidence and humility. Not silencing the whispers, but accepting the truth. For you and I, I think, a good question and a point of examine, if not daily, weekly, is this. What is our relationship with truth? And I think that that needs an examine. For as much as we like to think of ourselves as being truthful people, as much as we salute the truth is very difficult. It's tough. I always remember that famous scene from the movie Few Good Men. Remember Colonel Jessup, Jack Nicholson? He's being interviewed by Tom Cruise. And he has that famous line that we always remember, and we remember it, I think, because it's true. "You want the truth?" Tom Cruise says, "Yes." And Nicholson says, "You can't handle the truth." I think in many ways that's true. We can't handle the truth. Remember Jesus before his trial. It wasn't Colonel Jessup there, but it was Pilate, the Roman centurion, the Roman governor. He said, "What is truth?" Truth is the foundation of who we are and who we are not. Truth is the difference between foolishness and honesty. Truth is the difference between counterfeit, or we say today, fake, and real. It's the difference between a life of show and games and a life of substance. And as we know, Jesus identified himself as truth. He is truth, he told us. And what's so beautiful as that is, he not only is the truth, he not only sees all and knows all, but he loves and he mercies all. And that fact, my friends, has great power. Great power to call us out of fear, to call us out of shame, and into not only the truth, but into healing light. We read in the gospel today, Jesus says something very interesting. He says, "What is secret will be made known. What is whispered in the darkness will be revealed." That's a little frightening, right? I don't think any of us would like that. And yet, that's going to happen either now or later. We will encounter the truth and the light of God. And how beautiful it is if we do that now, to have him and to live with him in the truth. How does that happen? Well, we have to let it happen. We have to hear and to listen to his word. You know, in today's world, there's so many words. It's hard to discern what is true and what is not true. But, you know, pick up his word. It's all true. Sit with his word. Today's gospel is so beautiful that he knows us. He knows how many hairs are on our head, that we're worth more than a bunch of birds. To sit with that word, to acknowledge it, and then to begin to relate our lives to it, to receive it. To hear Jesus say, "I know you, and I love you." To allow Jesus to see us and to be with us, so as to be with him. And once that happens, then we can respond. And the response is always, "Here I am." A self-gift. We live no longer in fear. Yesterday, we celebrated a change of season. Tomorrow, we will celebrate the feast day of a man for all seasons, St. Thomas More. He was a layman, a lawyer. He was the Lord Chancellor of England with Henry VIII. But he was also a dad and a man of great integrity, a man of truth. And when faced with lies, he stood by the truth. He wrote letters to his daughter Meghan from his jail cell because he refused to compromise the truth. And in those letters, he spoke with such great confidence, as close as he was to the guillotine. Thomas did not fear. He lost his head, but he never lost his integrity. In one of his famous quotes, he said, "I am the king's good servant, but God's first." And my friends, in whatever service we do, in whatever vocation we hold, may that be said of us, that we are the king's good servant, good priests, good deacon, good fathers and moms, but always God's first. And if we can live that truth in love, we know no fear. May God be with you this day.